This is TWiT.
Okay, so let's say that you haven't ordered an iPhone 6 or a 6 Plus yet, and maybe you're actually super sick of me talking about it, but let's get a handle on what might be the better size for you, because none of us can, like, touch these in an Apple store right now. We got a great duh tip from Gordon over in the UK. That seems maybe a little bit silly, but actually really helps. Gordon writes, "This helped me decide which phone I wanted without having to wait to actually see them, a site that lets you print off accurate-sized phones and see how big they actually are." Now, Gordon pointed us to one specific website. We will add that to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. There are a ton of others, though. This is actually a pretty popular tip. It really does help, though. We got a 4.7 and a 5.5. Now, 5.5, I don't know, maybe it seems like a huge phone to you, or maybe it doesn't really seem that big. Once you're holding it, though, oh my goodness, that's when you really get the feeling. For example, my hands are too small for the 6 Plus. I've made a terrible mistake. Didn't stop me, of course, because my priorities are out the window. But at least I know what I'm getting into now before I actually have a chance to touch either of these phones on display in an Apple store or elsewhere in the wild. So thanks, Gordon. Good tip.